4th of October, morning. Once again during the night I was wakened by Mina. This time we had all had a good sleep, for the grey of the coming dawn was making the windows into sharp oblongs, and the gas flame was like a speck rather than a disk of light. She said to me hurriedly, "Go, call the professor. I want to see him at once." "Why?" I asked. "I have an idea. I suppose it must have come in the night, and matured without my knowing it. He must hypnotize me before the dawn, and then I shall be able to speak. Go quick, dearest, the time is getting close." I went to the door. Dr. Seward was resting on the mattress, and seeing me, he sprang to his feet. "Is anything wrong?" he asked in alarm. "No," I replied. "But Mina wants to see Dr. Van Helsing at once." "I'll go," he said, and hurried into the professor's room. In 2 or 3 minutes later, Van Helsing was in the room in his dressing gown, and Mr. Morris and Lord Godalming were with Dr. Seward at the door asking questions. When the professor saw Mina, a smile, a positive smile, ousted the anxiety of his face. He rubbed his hands as he said, "Oh, my dear Madam Mina, this is indeed a change. See, friend Jonathan, we have got our dear Madam Mina, as of old, back to us today." Then, turning to her, he said cheerfully, "And what am I to do for you? For at this hour you do not want me for nothings." "I want you to hypnotize me," she said. "Do it before the dawn, for I feel that then I can speak and speak freely. Be quick, for the time is short." Without a word, he motioned her to sit up in bed. Looking fixedly at her, he commenced to make passes in front of her, from over the top of her head downward, with each hand in turn. Mina gazed at him fixedly for a few minutes, during which my own heart beat like a trip hammer, for I felt that some crisis was at hand. Gradually her eyes closed, and she sat stock still. Only by the gentle heaving of her bosom could one know that she was alive.